Sit quietly and make sure you're comfortable. Take your awareness to your feet. Check that they're flat on the floor. Notice any tension or discomfort in your feet and visualize your in-breath moving right down to the affected area. Allow the tension to leave with the out-breath. Continue for several breaths, moving your feet if you need to, until they feel comfortable. Now, take your awareness into your legs. Are they relaxed? Are there any tight areas? Move your legs if you need to. And as you breathe in, imagine your breath flowing down into your legs. And your out-breath carrying the tension away. Continue for several breaths until your legs feel comfortable. And now, your hands and arms. Maybe your fingers or your shoulders are feeling tight and uncomfortable. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, visualize the breath rolling over your shoulders and down your arms, pushing away any tension right out through the tips of your fingers. Carry on until your hands and arms are relaxed and comfortable. Now bring your awareness into your body, down through your chest into your abdomen. Again, is there any tightness or any areas that don't feel quite right? Breathe deeply right down into your abdomen. And exhale, releasing tension and discomfort along with your breath. Continue until your body feels relaxed. Notice how your mind is becoming still as your body relaxes. Finally, take your awareness into your head. Can you feel any tension in your face or your scalp? Is your jaw clenched tightly? Take a deep breath in, visualizing the breath filling your head, allowing every muscle to relax. And a deep breath out, seeing the tension melt away as it drifts out of your nose along with your breath. Continue until your face and scalp feel soft and relaxed. Be aware of how heavy your body feels as you allow all of your muscles to soften. For a moment, just focus on your breathing, shutting out all thoughts and worries. Be thankful for the miracle of breath, taking in what we need and bearing away what we no longer need. Breath is life energy, and life energy is breath. Now, I want you to allow your breath to take you down deeply into a valley which you may see or just sense, stretching out in front of you. Maybe it's wooded, partly wooded, or has a number of fields in it, with cows, horses, sheep grazing there. Perhaps it's steep, like a ravine. Or perhaps it's a wide, shallow valley. There is a river running along the base of the valley, and this is where you are going. So take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, allow yourself to run, walk, or float gently down towards it. Breathe in again. And with your next out breath, feel yourself moving deeper into the valley. And one more deep breath in. And breathe out to get yourself to the riverbank. Well done. Glancing at the river, you notice a little boat tied up, bobbing gently on the water, with a paddle resting on the seat. You know that it's okay to borrow this boat, so carefully and safely, you untie the rope, pull the boat towards you, and step in. You manage to sit down without rocking the boat and are very comfortable there, looking around you at the sunlit valley. You notice that the river is flowing from a range of mountains or hills. Maybe you see their majestic snow-capped peaks dazzling in the sunlight, or perhaps they are lower, rounded hills covered in heather. Or perhaps you just sense them rather than see them in your mind's eye. Whichever way, you have a fancy to head towards these stunning hills which are the source of your river. You feel drawn to their height and their beauty, and you have an idea that you need to go there. So you turn your boat to face them and begin to paddle upriver towards them. The river is quiet and fairly still initially, and the paddling is not hard work. Quite enjoying it, and you can see the amazing hills which are your goal. You're enjoying the peace and the gentle murmur of the river, drifting, paddling towards the hills. After a while, you notice a change in the sound of the water. Instead of gently rippling, it sounds so much louder, rumbling like distant thunder, and you begin to worry a little. You know that the boat will keep you safe, and you won't fall into the water, but it does sound turbulent ahead. Continuing to paddle, you round a bend, and ahead of you, the quiet river becomes a series of white water rapids, churning and foaming and roaring. Paddling is much harder now, and you're struggling to steer your boat around the rocks that are appearing amidst the torrents. You're feeling quite afraid, and wishing you were safely past this difficult phase. All you know for sure is that your boat will keep you safe. But it's such hard work, and actually so scary. Suddenly your paddle catches on something below the surface and is snatched out of your hands. Now you have no way of steering your boat. How frightening is this loss of control? But your boat has you safe. And in the middle of all the rocking and swaying, it moves with the flow of the water, so it's facing the opposite way. Instead of facing the mountains, you're now looking downstream at the rapids and then the calmer water beyond. And you know it's out of your control, so you finally relax a little. You aren't going to those mountains today, but you are safe. And somehow, the rapids are not so scary when you go with the flow and allow them to carry you with them instead of fighting against them. You grit your teeth, hold on tight, and bear with the rocking and bucking a little longer. Then suddenly you're out of the rapids and the boat slows dramatically, drifting lazily with the current. No more fighting or struggling. Just peace and the knowledge that you are safe and you will get somewhere, even if it isn't where you planned. You now feel safe enough to close your eyes and to drift with the flow, vaguely noticing the place where you started the journey as you float past it, but with no anxiety or desire to return there. Just stay with the movement and breathe deeply. In and out. And keep that deep breath going for a moment as you continue to drift down the river. And now your breathing returns to normal, and you realise that you must have slept for a while, because when you look around you again, you're in a harbour where the river meets the sea. Gone are the high peaks and the fields. Instead, you're on a flat plain with a small village visible above the harbour walls. It's not where you intended to go, but it is beautiful. Your boat drifts gently to the harbour wall, and you grasp the metal ladder leading upwards and climb onto the jetty, looking down on the boat which brought you here. You know that you have choices to make here. You can take a ride back to the mountains if you wish, but when you look at the calm blue sea, the golden beach stretching towards it, the white lace of the wave edges, the pretty little harbour where you arrived, perhaps you decide to spend your leisure time here instead. It is your choice, so know that. Now it's time to leave this place, taking with you the knowledge that sometimes going with the flow is the best thing to do, and that where it takes you is often actually the place where you were meant to be. Beside you, you notice a flight of steps taking you up, up the hillside. As you start to climb, begin to deepen your breath. Coming up, up, back to conscious awareness. And now you are here. So begin to move your fingers and your toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes.